Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating National Brownies at Brunch Month.
All right. Boy, that's specific, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
brownies at anything. Brunch.
You can do anything you want to with those brownies.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
And those kind of brownies at brunch, kind of brownies, I think, are fine.
That's right.
But that's brunch, just me.
Is that just a weekend thing? You don't hear about brunch during the weekdays.
No. Well, people are working.
Yeah.
Right. The girls don't get together for brunch during the week, it seems.
Well,
if
from
what
you
were saying, home moms are not dancing in strip clubs, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that there were some women who were celebrating their kids going back to school.
Oh, yeah, they do that
a
lot.
Okay.
I've read that.
Does that count as brunch?
I've heard between breakfast and lunch, I would say, yeah.
And it's Chardonnay, and it's just crazy.
Mimosas.
Yeah. Let's get drunk, and at 3 o'clock, we're all hungover picking up the kids.
Sounds good.
It's great.
Because when I get up in the morning on the weekends, I'm too lazy to make breakfast right away.
Yeah.
So I'll just have like a power bar, drink some coffee, maybe some water.
Well, that's not your brunch.
And then start to have a meal, maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock. Yeah. Would that count as brunch?
And then do you have lunch at 12:30 too, or
no? And then I have a little snack in the afternoon.
Good
brunch is it sounds like more of a get together. That's what brunch is. Come over, yeah.
Brunch is a social activity.
It's a social activity, right?
It's not necessarily the time when
you're.
Can you have brunch by yourself?
No,
I don't know. I don't know if that's possible.
I don't think you can. No, so for brunch. You went to a brunch recently, right?
Yeah,
but it was wrapped around a girls' soccer game.
Yeah,
on TV,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Again, it was a reason to day drink on a Sunday.
Yeah. That's early day drink. 11 o'clock in the morning, you're probably drinking, weren't you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got no problem with that. Plan on doing that this fall. My Sundays are free now.
If you just look up what is brunch on the Google, the dictionary says a late morning meal eaten instead of breakfast and lunch.
I understand that. That's the term. But to us, it's become a social thing.
Wikipedia says brunch is a combination of breakfast and lunch and regularly has some form of alcoholic drink served with it.
There we go.
All right.
But I think for practical use, it's a social thing. You know. Say you just you don't have if you're just having brunch on your own, that's just lazy breakfast.
It's late breakfast or early lunch, whatever, yeah.
What if you have a beer with it?
Oh, that's cool.
That's just cool, Craig. That's called vacation.
Yeah.
Right.
Or a Saturday.
I'll be drinking tomorrow for around lunch. About 10:30, I'll be drinking.
apparently the term was coined in Britain in 1895 to describe a Sunday meal for Saturday night carousers.
Yep. A little hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
You slept in because of Saturday night, and you're hungry when you roll out of the rack at 10:30.
And you want some hair of the dog.
Yeah, because there's no restaurants that serve brunch, or at least feature brunch, during the weekdays. It's always Sunday. We go out for the Sunday brunch buffet.
Because we're hungover from the night before.
Carousing.
Scientists in New Zealand said that they have found fossilized bones from an extinct penguin.
Giant penguin.
How big?
Big as your head.
No, how tall?
Not that big.
Oh, big.
How tall is a penguin?
5'2".
That's a big penguin.
Yeah,
176 pounds.
Man, that'd be freaky looking if I walked in here. 5'2" penguin would just scare the hell out of you, wouldn't it? You thought they put down the pipe, man, if I saw a 5'2" penguin.
Well, yeah, you're Billy Madison at that point.
Exactly. That's exactly what you are. That's exactly what I was thinking of, too. But you know,
it's too hot for a penguin.
I haven't seen it, but the penguin enclosure in our zoo is pretty cool, and you just see they're all like little penguins around.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, the tallest ones are maybe, 2.5, maybe 3 feet.
Yeah, all of a sudden, there's a penguin, basically. Yeah.
And they look pretty big.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the big ones.
5 foot two penguin is going to roll.
Your emperor penguin.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they found the fossilized bones of this.
That's right, because Billy Madison was such a drunk in the beginning. The penguin would just show up looking at him.
He
right
goes out to, it's Nudie Magazine Day, goes out to get the mail, and then there's the penguin there.
He's drinking too much.
He's chasing the penguin with a golf cart.
That's right.
Last night.
Yeah.
So the findings were published in the journal Al Sharinga and Australasian Journal of Paleo.
That's an intense read, man.
Paleontology. Yeah. Paleontology.
I'm still getting through last month.
Yeah.
I'm still getting through the title.
Yeah.
Act like you don't read it regularly.
That's why I got my readers to read that. Yeah.
They say that it's believed to be one of the several species of giant penguins that thrived soon after dinosaurs died out. The oceans were ripe for the picking with the lack of mega predators at the time. And so it looks like what was going on was that penguins were just starting to exploit that. The giant penguins themselves became extinct within 30 million years.
30 million years,
the
a long time.
The large marine mammals began ruling the
it's
waters.
It's not true. The Earth's only been here 6,000 years, so this is fake.
Yeah.
It's fake.
Yeah, what book in the Bible?
Where's the giant penguin
the giant
in the Bible?
Penguins?
Where counts Jesus and the giant penguin?
I love that. One of my favorite proverbs.
It's a great parable.
It is a great parable, right?
Out of Carolina Beach, North Carolina. Moving on. Carolina Beach leaders have now amended the town's public nudity ordinance.
Because LD was there. They said, we're going to stop it.
They had to remove it.
Until last weekend when the LD came down, we're going to stop this now.
A preemptive strike. We don't want LD in North Carolina.
He does travel to get naked.
You just keep on moving to the other side of town, boy.
Right. Have dink, we'll travel.
Yeah.
He'll be in Kansas this weekend.
They haven't amended their law yet, but they will after this weekend. No, he's been back. This is the second time he's been back there, right? So this is
this
old
is
man
North
ass
Carolina,
law, basically, right?
Okay. They had to remove the word buttocks from the public nudity ordinance. According to WECT, Carolina Beach's public nudity ordinance states that it is unlawful for any person to appear on any public beach, any public street, or any public part in the state of undress or dress so as to expose to the view of others the human male or female pubic area, hair, anus, vulva, buttocks with less than a fully opaque covering. So they
hair
had to strike
is hair
the word,
anus, two words?
Pubic hair,
okay.
Comma, anus.
Got it.
Before the vote
your
to
rectum.
Strike buttocks, the ordinance did not line up with North Carolina's current law, which verifies that it is legal to expose the buttocks on the beach, as it does not result in the exposure of genitals or the anus.
They haven't seen LD's old man ass.
No.
Yet. They're still allowing the ass. They haven't seen his yet.
Well, they're just allowing buttocks. It still has to be, you still have to be covered up in the genital area.
Yeah.
Well, but you can show
like a fig
your
leaf
buttocks.
With your ass hanging out.
Right.
Yes.
All
you
right.
couldn't have your
or,
ass hanging out
or
technically.
A male
before.
Thong.
Yeah, so thongs are cool.
I've seen male
saying.
Thongs on dudes at beaches. It looks stupid as hell. Don't get me wrong.
It sounds a lot like Facebook's nudity rules.
Yeah.
Because you can show all kinds of butt.
Yeah. But no crack.
Yeah, but there can't be any rear burger.
But on Twitter, you can show your sack.
Yes, you can. Sure. Check it out. Bert Kreischer's sack is on our Twitter page, at TNT Radio Empire.
At this place in Carolina, can you use the hand bra?
Not for long.
Speaking of bras, is that the commercial, the new Coors Light commercial?
I love that commercial.
Girl walks into her apartment. She's kind of hot, and is talking about being hot. And she comes in. She opens up a Coors Light and does that where she takes her bra off underneath her shirt and just drops it down on the couch and just swigs a Coors Light.
I haven't seen that.
It's a kick-ass commercial.
Yeah, it's this official beer of being done wearing a bra.
Yes.
And it I love that one.
It's everything about it is hot.
It's hot.
It is hot.
It is.
Yeah. Coors Light came, that's a good beer commercial. It's not really gratuitous. It's just really hot.
Yeah, and she doesn't have a shirt
always
off.
Like that when girls can do that.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't help that she's, I mean, it doesn't hurt that she's a good-looking woman. You know, ain't she some beast.
Totally the type of chick that would drink a Coors Light.
She might have won.
I'm looking at it right now.
It's a great commercial. It's running all the time, yeah. You seen
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, you will?
I think there's another one with a dude like...
Was that his jockstrap?
Drinking a beer in the shower. It says, you know, official beer of... official shower beer or whatever. Wonderful.
You know, I think I have seen that, and that I find unnecessary.
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
Yeah, it's not that hot.
No. No, this one is.
But she pulls her bra out between her out of her sleeve and swigs a Coors Light on her couch. I'm in.
You know she's not wearing a bra
right there. Exactly. Yeah. That's how horny we are.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A person described as a Welsh jazz singer.
You started this a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah. About this time, half an hour ago.
Who doesn't like Welsh?
You sure you didn't do it? Check the podcast.
Welsh jazz.
Or just a jazz singer who is Welsh.
Yeah, I think that's what it's about, Todd.
Okay.
It's not a form of music.
I didn't know. I thought there was a specific genre called Welsh jazz.
Well, I'm guessing that either way it doesn't matter because we're not going to look into it.
Okay.
No,
it just sounds like it sucks.
A jazz singer who happens to be Welsh is in the hospital because of an erection that lasted longer than 2 weeks. Doctors in Berlin say that Danny Polaris took home a nurse who injected an unprescribed erection enhancer into his penis after he had already taken Viagra.
Oh,
man.
Doubling up.
Mr. Polaris went to the hospital after his erection would not go down for several days. They say the erection was a mix of those two drugs and his HIV medication.
Man, he's got everything. Did he explain to the nurse he had the HIV?
Well, I don't know if he's got the HIV or this is the HIV prevention medicine.
There's that pill that
the PrEP.
See, yeah, I've seen that PrEP
I
pill.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not, that detail is not part
that's
of the story.
That's just to limit your exposure if you're,
Yeah, but I don't know if that's what he's taking or if he's taken, you know, if, or if he's already got the HIV and he's trying to keep from getting the full-blown AIDS.
Yeah.
Doctors have prescribed several procedures, including a plastic nail down the urethra. Direct needles to remove blood. Emergency vein surgery. And other medications, but nothing has worked.
He's got to be in pain, man.
Oh, God.
And Mr. Polaris has been told amputation might be an option. Because the erection can cause deadly blood clots.
No flicking?
A GoFundMe page has been set up to help him deal with medical costs.
After all this let's try flicking, and it worked. Okay, that worked.
I would think that would be one of the first things you go to.
Daddy,
have you ever had a four-hour boner?
The
flicking.
A Swiss company says it's developed a vaccine for cat allergies. The vaccine is for the cats, actually, not the people. Scientists say, well, so that the cats take it, so the people don't get it.
Got it.
Oh.
Scientists want the hypo.
Some guy's hiding that from his wife today, that story.
Say the vaccine works by immunizing the cat.
Last night.
Thank you. Against their own allergen. It neutralizes the allergen that's found in cat dander. Probably, it's so far, they figure no serious side effects for the cats. They hope to have it on the market by 2022.
It's good to know.
Well, it is kind of good to be aware of that sort of thing.
Why don't you read that email, Todd?
Yeah, but you got to remind us again in 3 years.
No, I think advertising will probably remind us.
All right. Here we go. Hi, guys. Reaching out to you today for an opinion. Perhaps recall me.
Just read the whole email. He explains it.
Yeah, I got to read that. If you don't read the whole thing, right. You leave out a lot of details here. Reaching out for a male point of view, a few dude friends, mostly chick friends anyway. I called at the beginning of this year when you guys were talking about deceased spouses and such. I'm the 30-year-old with, at the time, an almost one-year-old, and my girlfriend passed away from cancer last year. She had a twin whose husband just asked her for a divorce about 2 or 3 weeks before my wife then passed away.
I remember that. That's brutal. That guy was a douchebag, too. The girl's twin sister's dying, and he asked her for a divorce 3 weeks before she dies?
Yeah.
What an ass.
When you guys were gone a couple weeks ago, you actually replayed it on the best of. Got me thinking about it again. Would it be weird for her sister and I to date?
No. Well, yes, but it would be okay if you're into her.
Not what unacceptably would others
think,
weird.
And what would their judgments be? Now, of course, I should give zero crap about what others think, but in all reality, I do sometimes fear or care about judgments. I don't think it hurts either to consider outside opinions, views, so we may be prepared for potential challenges or obstacles as a couple.
First of all, you're asking guys to do this for a living if we care about people that judge us, and we actually don't. So, because we wouldn't do this for a living if people heard this all day. We get all kinds of crap. So we're on the guy at the side that don't worry about being judged for sure, but go ahead.
Yeah, what do you guys think? Would it be weird if the twin and I got together? She has two kids with her ex-hubby, and of course, her sister and I had a kid together. I'm not sure if people would be weirded out by a mom/aunt, and if we had a kid together, what does it make the relationship of the kids? Would they just be half-siblings or more? I think they're just half-siblings.
Well, they're cousins.
Yeah, they'd be more. They'd be half-siblings and cousins.
Can you be three-quarter siblings?
I don't think you can. I don't think so.
Yeah, they're blood cousins. They're cousins, you know.
Unless you had a four-parent situation. Unless it took four people to reproduce. I don't think you can.
They're cousins.
You can't be three-quarters of
them. I thought I have another question to ask this guy, too, but keep going.
Let's see. Where am I now? Part of my hesitation to bring it up was, up to her, was always fear that she may be thinking I'm trying to date her because she's the twin.
Right.
She is in her own individual self, if that makes any sense.
Of course she's your own self.
Yeah, I get that. That wouldn't be the case at all. But, of course, some of my attraction to her and desire to possibly do this is because she is so similar to her sister.
Well, first of all, I talked about this off the air with you. It might have been earlier. I forget. The fact is that a lot of guys and women have the certain types. So that she's similar. Obviously, she's a twin, so it's even more similar. He could find a girl that looks like his ex-wife anyway because he's probably attracted to that look. So I don't think that's a big deal.
And in parentheses, and I can verify just as kinky, LOL.
So, well, he's been thinking about that. That's what it is.
Okay, he's done that.
No, I don't think he has.
Oh, you don't think so?
How else could he verify?
That leads me to believe.
Did you have sex with her?
Have you had sex with her yet?
I can verify just as kinky, LOL. That to me says that
he can verify.
Okay, I want him to answer that, though.
Unless they've had some, illicit conversation.
Right, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking is they might have talked about it, but not gone
this
there
guy's
yet.
Pretty open. He would have told. We'll just ask him. He's listening right now. Have you had sex with her? That's one that went asked. Craig had a good point, too.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
And I never thought of this, and I'm bumming I didn't.
You're an ass.
I told you I was going to give you credit.
What did Craig think of?
But it was great.
No, it was not me.
Yes, it was. Off the air. Great point. Okay, I'm telling you
what
right now.
What did Craig think of?
The dude doesn't have to change the photos.
Wow.
And I didn't think of that. I was mad at myself.
That is an excellent point, Craig.
It's a great point Craig had. And then I doubled down saying, hell, the wedding photo can stay up. Now, that's kind of harsh. And that was me. I'll take credit for that one. But Craig said, don't have to change any of the photos in the house. I thought that was clever and funny.
An interesting point you made, Craig.
It was Craig's point, by the way. That's why he's not yelling at me right now. And he's also nodding to puss. And then I want to ask the other question. If she was dying of cancer, when your wife was having a conversation with you about your future life, did she say, "Dude, I don't care what you do, just don't end up with any of my friends or family"?
I doubt it. I bet she didn't. I bet she said, go be happy.
I don't think he would be doing this if he had gotten that request.
I'm just asking. Did you talk about what would he – because obviously he was really young. He was going to move on with his life eventually and find another wife eventually. Did she say, none of my friends, none of my – and you definitely can't bang my sister?
Well, that's okay because I don't like your friends anyway.
Your friends don't like me. Yeah.
But your sister, let's talk about that.
Man, you're putting a sister on the list?
I was cool up until then.
So we'll take the question. I want to ask him if he's had sex with her. No, first of all, all of us are on the same page here. We understand the hurdles you might have to, but once your family doesn't care, I mean, the in-laws and everybody that loves each other is together, screw outside people. Screw them.
If that's the thing that's going to make you happy again.
Care about other people down the street or at work or whatever. Don't worry about that. Life's too short.
But it could be.
No, I'm talking about once the family.
Family, it could be a pain in the ass.
Right.
That could be trouble.
I say if you clear that hurdle.
Right.
If that's fine, they're fine with them, then don't worry about other people.
If the family.
I don't even think about family either.
I think the family.
Get over it.
The family hopefully should look at both sides of that equation and go, both of you have been through some crap.
Right.
And if this makes you happy, go for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they can also be dicks about it.
They could.
But you know what, though? Don't live for your parents either, for that matter.
That's true. Live your own life.
Live your own life. You got to live for your own life.
You'd like it to be without family complications.
Well, if they don't accept it 2, 3, 4 years down the road, that's on them. You know?
That's true. He continues
I don't see why the family should have an issue.
I don't either, actually.
I'll tell you, I actually did finally bring this up with her last night, and this letter came in, I think, Friday. And she's not against the idea at all. So it looks like we're going to start discussing this and see where it goes. She does live in Kansas City, though. So it'll be a bit of a challenge at first.
Well, that might help, actually.
Yeah.
I'm getting too close too soon. And like Craig said right there, that's cool that she's long distance. She can take care of that and leave.
And
I just salute. I thought he might have meant the rest of that with that thumbs up.
You bring it up.
Yes, he did.
Bring it up in about an hour from now. No, he'll probably catch it on the podcast.
Oh, he gave us a time one to hear that, didn't he? I'm sure we'll get some people letting us know what they think about this.
Hang on. We got Paul with a little input here.
All right.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning. Hey. Good morning. Hey, he definitely has to go through it because he's always going to remember his wife's birthday.
That sounds like something Craig would think of, too.
Yep.
Congratulations, Paul.
That was.
And by the way, just get married on the same day too. If you're getting married,
that was a point.
Yeah,
just to cover the wedding photos and everything. He's always going to remember his wife's birthday. All right, I think you guys are big listeners. I'm sure he's taking these with the spirit they're intended.
Oh, if he listens at all, you should know that.
Exactly, he does. And he got back to us because this was 3 or 4 months ago. This call was originally.
I think it's back towards first of the year.
It might have been.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.